Good morning. It's April 11th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In the wake of the U.S. Department of Labor's latest report, Bitcoin's price dynamics have taken a sharp turn, reflecting the intricate dance between cryptocurrency and traditional economic indicators. This story unfolds against the backdrop of a 3.5% hike in the Consumer Price Index for March 2024, a development that didn't just stir the traditional markets, but also sent ripples through the digital currency space. The report's release saw Bitcoin's value tumble below the $70,000 benchmark, a move directly tied to the inflation data. Initially plummeting to $67,500, the cryptocurrency showcased its resilience by bouncing back to $70,000, even outshining U.S. equities and gold in the process. This rebound is particularly noteworthy, considering Bitcoin's 0.5% dip at the Wall Street Open on April 10th, a reaction to the Consumer Price Index figures surpassing expectations. Such volatility has sparked discussions regarding the Federal Reserve's potential interest rate adjustments. Amidst this economic tumult, BitDelta is seizing the moment with a promotional campaign tied to the Bitcoin halving event in April 2024. By offering a share of $100,000 to participants who trade on their spot exchange, the platform aims to stir up excitement and engagement within the Bitcoin market. The structure of the giveaway, which promises greater rewards for more trading activity and will select three winners at random, is designed to amplify participation and interest in Bitcoin. Despite the immediate fluctuations, the consensus among observers is that Bitcoin's short-term price movements, spurred by the Consumer Price Index report, are unlikely to leave a lasting mark on the market's trajectory. This episode highlights the ongoing interplay between digital currencies and broader economic indicators, underscoring the complex relationship that Bitcoin maintains with traditional financial systems. In a striking turn of events, Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company, TSMC, has shattered expectations with a 17% revenue increase in the March quarter, signaling a robust demand for semiconductors driven by the AI and cryptocurrency sectors. This surge is a significant rebound from a challenging 2023, where TSMC faced its first revenue decline in 4 years due to difficult global trade conditions. The company's fortunes have notably improved, with its stock rising on the back of news that it will receive up to $6.6 billion in federal funding to expand its Arizona facility. This move is part of a broader strategy to solidify its position in the semiconductor market, with a full earnings report expected next week that anticipates at least a 20% revenue growth for the year. TSMC has ambitious plans to produce 20% of the world's advanced chips by 2030, a goal supported by the construction of new plants in the US, Japan, and Germany. These facilities are set to meet the surging demand for AI chips, essential for data centers operated by tech behemoths like Amazon and Microsoft. As the global chip wars escalate, with major semiconductor manufacturers and governments pouring resources into advanced chip production, TSMC's strategic expansions and federal backing position it as a formidable contender. Despite the looming concerns over the sustainability of AI chip demand and geopolitical uncertainties, TSMC's recent success is a testament to its resilience and foresight in navigating the complex landscape of the semiconductor industry. In the evolving landscape of cryptocurrency, the SEC's decision to extend its review period for Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs until May 29th has caught the attention of investors and companies alike. This move signals a cautious approach by the regulatory body towards the burgeoning crypto market, particularly for Ethereum, which is facing a more complex regulatory process compared to Bitcoin. The CEO of VanEck, a prominent player in the ETF space, has voiced a prediction that might unsettle Ethereum enthusiasts, the likelihood of the SEC rejecting the applications for Ethereum ETFs. This skepticism is rooted in the distinct regulatory paths being carved out for Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs, with the SEC previously clarifying that the approval of Bitcoin funds wouldn't automatically pave the way for other cryptocurrencies. This stance has introduced a layer of uncertainty for Ethereum's future in the ETF market, despite some crypto firms pushing for the SEC's approval, highlighting Ethereum's cybersecurity strengths and its resilience to fraud. The market response to these regulatory deliberations has been palpable, with Ethereum's price experiencing a 2.4% dip in the last 24 hours, settling at $3,550. This decline reflects broader market sentiments, underscored by a recent correction that saw Ethereum's long liquidations outpace those of Bitcoin. Analysts remain cautious, predicting no approval for Ethereum ETFs within the year, and pointing to a technical analysis that suggests Ethereum might test the $3,406 support level. Despite these challenges, the long-term outlook for Ethereum offers a glimmer of hope. Price projections remain optimistic, buoyed by the potential impact of new developments on the Ethereum mainnet, such as the launch of EigenLayer, which could invigorate the DeFi liquid restaking trend. However, the path to ETF approval remains fraught with uncertainty, as the SEC's silence continues to cast a shadow over Ethereum's market movements and its aspirations for mainstream financial product status. In a dynamic shift towards blockchain innovation, Google Cloud and Coinbase's cloud divisions have taken a significant step by joining EigenLayer as node operators following its mainnet launch. This collaboration marks a notable entry of major tech players into the restaking protocol sector, signaling a broader acceptance and integration of blockchain technologies within their services. Google Cloud and Coinbase, alongside other firms, are now key participants in EigenLayer's ecosystem. This partnership allows restakers to delegate their stake to preferred operators, enabling these operators to run validated services on the Ethereum network. This mechanism not only enhances the security layer derived from staked ETH, but also contributes to the overall robustness and inclusivity of the protocol. Despite EigenLayer not currently validating any services, the roadmap includes significant updates with the introduction of in-protocol payments and slashing to the mainnet slated for later this year. These features will further solidify the protocol's infrastructure and operational capabilities. This development is a clear indication of Google's increasing commitment to the restaking protocol ecosystem. It reflects a strategic move towards supporting and participating in the growth of blockchain technologies. Furthermore, EigenLayer's impressive growth, with its total value locked, TVL, exceeding $13.33 billion and ranking as the second largest DeFi protocol, highlights the rapid expansion and potential of the restaking protocol sector. Additionally, the surge in venture capital interest towards blockchain innovations is evident through significant investments in EigenLayer and Renzo Protocol. This trend underscores the growing confidence and financial backing for emerging blockchain technologies and protocols, marking a pivotal moment in the industry's evolution. In a move that could reshape the landscape of cryptocurrency regulation in the United States, Senators Tom Tillis and Bill Hagerty have taken a significant step forward with the introduction of the Enforce Act. This legislation aims to bring cryptocurrency financial institutions under the umbrella of anti-money laundering standards, marking a pivotal moment in the ongoing debate over digital asset oversight. The Enforce Act seeks to extend the reach of the Bank Secrecy Act to digital asset financial institutions, ensuring that centralized and customer-facing entities adhere to stringent anti-money laundering protocols. This legislative effort is underscored by the establishment of a public-private task force dedicated to fostering information sharing and developing best practices within the digital asset sector. The bill's proponents emphasize the importance of balancing regulatory measures with the need to preserve the innovative essence of the digital economy. As the 2024 presidential election looms, the bipartisan support for the Enforce Act highlights a growing consensus on the necessity of integrating cryptocurrency companies within the framework of existing financial regulatory standards, such as those outlined by the Bank Secrecy Act and anti-money laundering guidelines. Deputy Treasury Secretary Wally Adeyemo has voiced strong support for the bill, advocating for expanded powers to combat crypto-related crimes, including enhancing the Treasury's ability to oversee and take action against illicit activities facilitated through foreign cryptocurrency exchanges. This legislative push by Tillis and Hagerty, both members of the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee, represents a significant effort to align the digital asset ecosystem with the broader financial system's regulatory standards. The Enforce Act not only aims to curb the risks associated with money laundering and other illicit finance activities, but also seeks to engage stakeholders in a dialogue aimed at refining the bill, ensuring that the United States remains at the forefront of digital innovation while safeguarding the integrity of its financial system. This has been your Daily Brief in Crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.